Candidates in the Democratic presidential primary are moving on to states like South Carolina and Nevada. On the Republican side, President Donald Trump faces a primary challenge in some states while running unopposed in others. In Hawaii, Tuesday marks the first registration deadline for those who want to vote in the Democratic presidential preference poll. Here's what you can expect from both major parties this primary season. The Democratic Party of Hawaii is debuting two new voting features this year, albeit low-tech ones.
We are going to do a mail ballot. We're also doing ranked choice voting.
Kate Stanley chairs the Hawaii Democratic Party. All 2020 elections in Hawaii are switching to vote by mail, which advocates hope will increase Hawaii's lowest in the nation voter turnout. But only the Democratic presidential primary will use ranked choice voting, a system in which voters rank candidates rather than just selecting one.
You may choose three. You may have a first choice, second choice, and third choice.
That matters because a candidate needs to get at least 15% of the votes in a state to receive delegates to the party's national convention, where the nominee is actually chosen.
For instance, if your first choice doesn't reach 15%, then your second choice will be counted.
To vote in the Democratic presidential primary, Hawaii residents first need to register to vote with the state, then register with the party. Two waves of mail-in ballots will be sent out, with same-day registration available at polling places on primary day in April. Hawaii Republicans don't have to worry about that, because they only have one option.
The only person who declared he wanted to be on the ballot was Donald Trump.
Shirlene Ostrov chairs the Hawaii Republican Party. Donald Trump does actually have primary challengers. They won a single delegate in Iowa and none in New Hampshire. Ostrov says the Hawaii GOP is giving all of its delegates to Trump and saving the money it would have spent on a caucus to support more candidates for local office. But she's clear, the state Republican Party is behind Trump, and Ostrov thinks voters are too.
128,000 people voted for President Trump in 2016 without a track record. Now we have this massive record of accomplishments. I suspect there's more.
Republican parties in six other states have also canceled their primaries and awarded all their delegates to Trump. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.